Reminder to the public, this meeting is being recorded. It is Wednesday, April 10th, 2019. I'm Pete Geddes, Chair of the Highlight Fire Department. With me is Board Member Nick Schrager, some members of the public. We're at the Sourdough Fire Station to discuss or have a meeting of the Policy Subcommittee of the Board. Is there any public comment on non-agenda items? Hearing none, we'll move forward. Where do you want to start, Nick?
Well,
do you want me to give you some history on this governance policy?
And yeah, I guess.
How'd you like to go?
We're looking at the Highlight Rural Fire District governance policy, and as I wrote to you, I didn't quite know how to start to review it because I didn't know the purpose of it.
Yeah.
And the more I thought about it, I thought this seemed like a scrap to have solved some problem in a previous set of board meeting relationships. And does it really apply now? And so I guess you're the historical repository or suppository.
Yeah. Yeah, well, let me just give you a little history. So this governance policy, and as I mentioned to you in my email, it's well overdue for review, started at Sourdough. And we had a volunteer who I think you might know, Candy Rose. Mm-hmm. She used to... I think she's still here in the district.
I was going to ask you.
Her husband, Pete, passed away a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Anyway, she shows up at the...
She showed up at twice as many meetings as you had.
Exactly.
She was very involved.
Very involved as a volunteer. And her background in Texas, where she served on a city council or something, was policy governance. Mm-hmm. So she started to engage us when we were aboard of Sourdough. In policy governance. And what you see before you is an outcome of that process that must be, Nick, 15 years old. And the, one of the reasons why I've felt it was important that we review all our policies is because they just can get a life of their own and they get passed on and on and on. And most of the time it's not a problem except when it is a problem. And you want to rely on that policy governance to provide guidance or provide structure or to respond to the public or whatever, and you finally take a look at it and nobody's particularly happy with it. So the as I mentioned to you, the first principles question is, does the Board of Highlight want to have policy governance? And if the answer to that is yes, then the question is, what sort of policy governance do we want? And this is just one model. It's based up a guy named, and you may be familiar with this, Steve, John Carver, I think. His whole thing was policy governance. So you have mission statements, you have goals, and then I think what's particular to Carver is the executive limitations. And so you have items 1 through 13, things that the chief should not do, a bit about how the board should conduct themselves, which we run that way kind of anyway, and then relationships with the staff. So a lot of this stuff we already do, but it ought to be revisited and explored. So that's kind of where this comes from.
Well, as I look at it, as a governance policy, excuse me, I think we're demonstrating very nicely as a board that we're that fulcrum of the needs and wants of the public and their emergency services and the needs and wants of the fire side and what they want, and we're that fulcrum that balances that out, and we have been governing in a way that's open and it's outreaching. And there are some policies, even in the bylaws, that we have policies that we have for specific things, like the travel policy, like the giving out public records thing. We're going to vote on that in this next one. What I see here, though, is a policy which really we do that's covered by state law, by our bylaws, and by our existing policies, that really is how we're running and governing, and that to write this on top of it seems to me difficult, because then we'll have to vet it to make sure it doesn't violate what we're already doing as a governance. And I think that it also, it says it's a highlight rural fire district policy, but I look at our three entities and there's a whole bunch of shall nots, not a very positive way of doing it, of executive limitations, but that's the chief and that fire staff, but they have their own. We have a model for that. We have, I believe there's a document, maybe it needs to be revision, what we expect out of the fireside. The board has some things to do, and that's the bylaws. Be honest with you, Pete, I think we should not have a policy yet until it's shown there, that a governance policy, given that we have already in place just about everything that that this contains, and I think it would make things simpler and more direct. Now, if there's something missing in a policy that's missing, some part of our governance that would exist that is missing, then I suggest that we would maybe look to a policy that would address that. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of, as I read through it in more detail, that's my thoughts right now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any particular strong feelings about it other than, to recount the history of it that I've given you. And it's just been sitting. I mean, every year, this is kind of what drives me crazy about when you have these policies and nobody pays attention to them, then, you know, why have them? Because we just renew it every year without really asking some of these questions.
Right.
So, I would think that, again, this is like 31 flavors of ice cream. We could come up with a different flavor if we wanted to. But the question to put before the board and to hear from the public on is this necessary, as you suggested? If it is necessary, then how should it be adjusted, if it needs to be adjusted? So we need to look at it sort of holistically with everything else that you've just outlined. So we have an employee manual. We have, a bunch of policies in there, which are probably redundant with some of these things. And the purpose of this was to focus on how the board operates, right? So independent of what we do in the back of house, sort of, for employees. Now, I'll tell you, we had a couple of board members who did not agree with this policy. And they, particularly the executive limitation part, like you mentioned, the shall not, they thought that was negative. They thought it was a sort of, delegating to the chief too much authority that the board should have. And that was awkward. It was only ever awkward. It was never a problem, but it was awkward because we had one board member who essentially voted to oppose the governance policy. So, I don't know what you do with that. That's not a good thing, right?
No.
If you have one board member who is not bought into this, then it's not good, in my opinion. So board governance ought to be, you can have, you need everybody on the same page for sure on certain items. You can have disagreements on particular, agenda items and all that kind of stuff. But on these broad sort of high level umbrella things, we all ought to be on the same page.
Yeah, I agree exactly. And one of the things that I think is that this is too broad in the sense that it includes, I didn't see this when I started to read it. I was looking at it as a board of governance. What is the board's duty to do? And like I say, I think it's pretty well spelled out already in the practice. But this thing includes pieces over here on all three entities. And so if the public or the board wants to do some more detail on this, then I think we ought to be specific that this is stuff that it's the board's duty, what the board is. What the public expects from the board, and the board expects from the public, and the board fire and the fire staff expect from the board.
Yeah.
So it needs to be more focused rather than
right. And just to keep it moving forward, and Steve, I'd like to hear your thoughts on this, and see you have a lot of experience in this area. Is one thing we could do, Nick, is we could at the next meeting, the meeting following one that's already been noticed, we could have this as a discussion item for the board and ask their opinions. as to what they would like to see in terms of policy governance stuff. For example, we could take these executive limitations out, and we could say have something about the board process. Having a mission statement and goals for the fire department. I'd like to think that we're putting something together for new board members so that they see a board governance policy and they have a sense of what it is that we're all about and how we operate, right? Mm-hmm. So that's just one idea.
A mission statement for the board would be certainly worthwhile.
Yeah.
That really is a little more than be nice and work hard.
Yeah.
Facetiously, I thought maybe we should get the Ten Commandments and put a picture of the stone tablet here for that. But yes, we could have something on the board process if it isn't already spelled out in terms of bylaws and what we're doing. And as you and I have talked about before, what I think both our goals is you are not going to be here forever. I'm not going to be here forever. Therefore, we build a culture of this
right.
establishment so that whoever comes in says, oh, that's the way they do it, and that's the way it works, and we
right.
build that out. So to that end, I think, I don't object to a policy for
right.
board governance, but I don't even know where to start on this one. I think we should get, first of all, public input as to whether we should continue with it, but also to the board itself to
yeah.
say, What is missing? Maybe that's the question. What is missing? And maybe that's a public question.
Well, even more than that, I mean, you just got to the fundamental purpose, which I think is the right way to start, and that is we're not going to be here forever. We want to set the culture of the organization, in the hopes that continues over the long term, because, in the 20-odd years I've been doing this, with very, very few exceptions, we've generally operated in a very... unanimous, parsimonious, not that we haven't had disagreements, because we certainly have, but the board has functioned quite well. And that's what I think to the outside world, particularly people coming in, they're like, well, what does it mean to serve on the board? What are the expectations? What's the time commitment? All that kind of stuff. If we had a board governance policy, that might be very useful in terms of explaining the culture to newcomers.
Well, I'm sure there are some topics that are the dry laws of the annotated code,
yeah.
the bylaws are a little bit dry.
Yeah.
And yeah, there may be a statement, part of the mission, part of the goal, part of the whatever. I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it should be directed. What yeah. does the board think? Because that's all you, I think, well, that's what we as five individuals have been charged with is our activities and mm-hmm. how we behave.
Right.
And so I think how we interact either direction, or either to our public or to the other, then yeah, that could be a piece of that, but it's
yeah.
our action with it.
Right.
And so on. So I guess that's what I see. So I'm agreeable with, let's bring it to the board and have a discussion there. And it doesn't have to be a discussion and decision at that meeting.
No. Again, it's a very first principles conversation.
Yeah.
What is it? What is the purpose? What do you want? Those sorts of things.
That would be probably at the May meeting, and the May meeting is our annual meeting, and hopefully I've suggested we have more of a focus on public, and
mm-hmm.
I just got to thinking maybe we have a bottle of champagne. Oh, we can't have alcohol here. A bottle of good champagne and the new fire truck out here, and we launch it and have it as a focus, and we get some public here, and maybe that would be a thing to get some public, and then this would be a good discussion piece
mm-hmm.
to raise in front of the public at that time, too, if we can. So, yeah, that's...
Public comment.
Well, I appreciate what you guys are working on. I agree with what you're saying, Pete, and I appreciate what you brought up, Nick. I reflect back to the county commission. A lot of I'd say 99% of the public in the county have no idea that the county commissioners have a policy of mission statement and with goals and stuff, because the only time you see it is if you look into our budget document that's 300 pages long, and it's the first or second page, and it gives the county commissioners guidance as far as budgeting and the expectation of the departments, etc. And so there's two facets to the document. One is to the public, and the other is to the guys that are working here, mm-hmm. so that they kind of understand what's the purpose of the board. Because a lot of them come to work here, and they don't, there's a board. What does the board do? Mm-hmm. You know, do they come out on the trucks? But I would suggest that the document, that there be a document, and that the very first thing, and I'm going back to the county commission thing, is the mission statement. And can be just two sentences or whatever. And then we had short-term goals, long-term goals. And the long-term goals generally didn't change much. Short-term goals were kind of fluid based upon what was going on in the county for the what we think would be the upcoming year. So you, but with all that said, we had a demand that we had to revisit it every year and tweak it. So each of the commissioners would strike and under, you know, and add new things, and then we vote on those additions as a board. Almost the same thing could be done with this board. They could say, if this is a document, we're going to have it at our next meeting once a year, and this is what it currently is. Do you, you know, take it home, chew on it, see if there's anything you think ought to be taken out, added, whatever. And then I would strike the executive limitations. There's just a lot of, it kind of leaves me, you know, like he can do anything, but unless it says he cannot do, he or she, and it's kind of confusing to me. And I don't know if it needs to be part of what the, part of this document, the governance policy. That's more, I think, appropriate maybe for the employment manual, because that would lay out in detail what the chief can do and what his subordinates can do. And then I would include, I like the board process. It really should fall underneath the Robert's Rules of Order. I mean, that's the whole way, that's the way that you run a board, but those are typically related to the meetings. But I'd have board process, I'd actually combine a board process and staff relationship, because you have such a short, you only got three down there. Mm-hmm. And I would tighten it up. I know our document at the county's one page. It's there, you know, mission statement, short-term goals and their bullets, no explanation with each bullet, and then long-term goals or long-term, short-term, or whatever. That's it. And we don't spend a lot of time. We take out one, add one. You know, we don't rewrite it every year. I like the board process, and it could almost be bullet points. And that is something that maybe could be tightened up a bit too. Some things go without saying, but I think it's a valuable document, and I'd probably you'd end up with two pages front and back maybe. Mm-hmm. But I agree. I think you were suggesting, you know, does executive limitations even have to be there? And I don't think so. I think that's it. If anything, if they're there, if there was any change here, you have to make darn sure it doesn't conflict with the employment manual. You know, that they say, oh, it says it's okay here, but over here it's not. Exactly. Or it says it's not okay here, and over here it says it's okay. So I like the document. Now, I appreciate you guys working on it. And I think it's, I don't know, you don't need the top stuff. You just have the title and then the mission statement and adopt it in the date of the adoption or whatever.
Right, the top stuff is just for our internal record.
Okay,
yeah, the document
that's kind
control.
Of what I thought,
yeah. Yeah, those executive, I'm sorry.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Is the mission statement for this document the same as what's in the bylaws? Because it seems to me, I've read his. It seems like the mission statement for the board might be more specific to the board as a, I don't know what the mission statement is in the bylaws, but isn't that for the whole unit, the whole thing? So the board mission statement seems like it might have things like maintain or establish or develop
kind of the purpose
culture
of the board.
Yeah. That does whatever it is that you want it to do. And
the bylaws would be the district mission statement.
Yeah, it seems
for the,
like this would be more specific.
Yeah, I think it's actually in Montana code. The, you know, if you pull it out of there, the
yeah.
purpose of the board is really simple. It's
yeah.
like to provide adequate fire services or something like that. But this mission statement, this just gets to the confusion. This is a mission statement for the fire department. And
yep.
this is board governance policy. So you
so
see it's
different,
yeah,
isn't it?
It is.
I think so.
But this whole document is related to the board.
Yes.
Yeah, and so that I think the mission statement is the number one mission is to provide a transparent interface between the public and the board and their fire district that they're paying taxes to run. That's the mission. So if somebody comes in and says, what is this all about? What are you guys meaning? I saw a new thing in the paper. What do you, you give them this? And he's like, oh, that's what this is all about. Yeah, you could reflect back to statute, but the mission statement's pretty clear. You've got an elected board that is the interface between the public and the fire district.
Yeah, we've got this mixed up here because this is an operational mission statement.
Yeah.
That was my confusion. I didn't know what to... I was going to review it as a board thing, and then I start seeing this stuff.
And then the goals follow suit. I mean, this is a board document, so it needs the goals then follow suit. And I like the notion of it being kind of changeable.
Right.
It
was painful for us because every time it was brought before us, we thought, oh man, now I got to think, because we got long-term goals and we want to put stuff in there. Because we would have departments come to us for budget requests and stuff. And very often they would refer to our policy. And it says, well, you are talking about public safety and we're asking for $100,000 for this. And everything you've said here in your document, adopted document, says that you are focused on public safety. So give us the money. And of course, as long as they can frame it as public safety, they got us, so. That was, and it was good. I mean, that's because the public would look at it and says, well, of course. One of their top goals is public safety. And
perhaps should be.
And it should be. Public health and safety,
that's all
we're there for.
Yeah. What are those entities that are primary for this should be in those goals? Yeah.
And we could turn it around and says, well, you want this to paint the steps of your office blue. Where does that say in our document that's a priority, so it would help us in that regard too.
It strikes me that what's in this could be the foundation for really establishing that culture that you're after. This provides a foundation.
It's an important document because
if the guys
are working here, they could look at it and they could, make sure that you got your eyes on them for their needs, mm-hmm. and at the same time, you're connecting the public.
Yeah.
Can get you in trouble if you wrote it wrong and put the stuff in there that you didn't really. It was just fluff, and then comes back to bite you.
Yeah, no, but I really like your idea, Steve, about the mission statement. It could start something like, the fundamental purpose of the Board of Trustees is to.
That's it.
Right, provide proper fiduciary oversight, transparency to the public, blah, 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 right, yeah.
And include the public into the dialogue of running the district.
Right.
Or the discussion running the district or something. Yep. And, I think it's a very beneficial document. You don't look at it too often, but I think it's something that it'll always... Nothing's, as time goes on, and you've seen it too, Pete, that as time goes on, you kind of lose focus of why were you here? Mm-hmm. And when you have a document, the Constitution, etc., it kind of brings you back. You don't have to do all of this other stuff, but now, this is what the mission of this district is. Mm-hmm. And
well, it seems like there should be an annual review.
Yep. Yeah, that's what we always did. That was the first step of our budget process.
And when you start your year, you go back to these documents and say, this is what we're about. People hate it, but you have to do it.
That'd be the first thing Ed Blackman, our fiscal officer, would do. But at the beginning of the budget year, and they've probably already done it now, or they're about to do it, he would bring in our document that we didn't look at that often. And he says, okay, we're going to look at your mission statement, your long-term, short-term goals. Are there any changes? Because he wanted that document in place, adopted, before we really started cranking on the budget.
Yeah. And that's, we have a board meeting dedicated just to that, to policy governance review and bylaw review and all that. But this, this is so stale. It's just the thing that keeps limping along. So it's... well beyond time to give it a workover.
And if you do connect it to the budget, that again is why this executive limitation thing probably isn't relevant.
Right.
It's more of a personnel issue.
Anything else?
I like it. I appreciate you guys talking.
No, I think we have, I have better direction on it, and I like to say I'm all for a policy that is meaningful, and I think that we take it from the board's point of view and establish that and build that, and like you say, a short document on target. I'm all for that.
You know what you could do, one last suggestion from the public side here, is that you could have a general over 40,000 foot discussion with the board, like this is some of the things that we talked about that might we might want to change in this, and then let everybody take it and chew on it for a month or two and come back with specific changes that they think would be relevant to improving it. And it'd be like, you know, the public suggested striking executive limitations. These are the things that there's some ideas that were tossed around at a meeting we had. That's what you tell the board. And from there, then we can take and fine tune it.
So I'll go get it on the May agenda, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Yeah. Do we want to try to re-bean committee of two to try to think about a couple of these things that are mentioned here today and maybe rough something out to have for that meeting? Or do you want to just wait for the board?
No, I think what we have to do is we have to give the other board members an opportunity to look at it totally de novo. And, you know, you and I already have some ideas about how we do it. And then I think...
Then we can do the...
We can start to mark it up. Sure. And, you know, sometime by July or August, we should have it totally tuned up.
I think your comments to the board, it was like they're going to look at it and says, well, what do you want us to do about this thing? He said, well, here's what we've been talking about. You know, think about that and then fine-tune it from there.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a board discussion.
Sounds good to me.
Thank you all for coming.
No, thank you for letting me know about this.
Yeah. On a cold and...
Better take
spring-like day.
No, I'm okay.
Meeting is adjourned at 8:20 a.m.